Let's learn what we can about one of those remote villages. Subhash Gamire is the editor of Nepal's Republika newspaper. We reached him by phone in Kathmandu. He is from a village in the mountainous district called Gorkha, which is near the earthquake's epicenter.
I was talking to my parents earlier today. They have not received any support yet. There is not a single house that stands in the village. So it's turned into a dust ball, basically. My father was saying that they'll soon run out of food because all the food in the village has been buried inside the houses, so they have nothing left.
He says some roads are blocked by debris, and there are also political roadblocks.
All these relief supplies that have been sent to the headquarters in Gorkha, that has not been distributed. The helicopters that have not been sent to the right places. Lots of political parties and leaders trying to influence relief efforts to their own constituencies. So it's been politicized beyond imagination here.
Then there's the massive task of rebuilding. Nepal is still a small country with a tiny economy.
I was talking to one of the lawmakers yesterday, and he was telling me that, optimistically speaking, we'd have to spend somewhere between 2 to 4 years of our national budget, entire budget, into rebuilding the destruction that happened during this earthquake.
And he says the situation is made worse by the fact that Nepal was already rebuilding after a 10-year-long civil war.
We are still trying to get out of the conflict and trying to rebuild some of the structures that were destroyed during the wartime. And now you add all this destruction from the earthquake, and it has taken us back at least a decade now.
The words of Subhash Gamire, editor of Nepal's Republika newspaper, who is in the capital, Kathmandu.